It's easy to find businesses that are not complying with the emergency order to close. At this hair salon, a stylist is blow-drying a customer's hair. Another woman leaves after getting her hair done. She did not want to give a name. She knows about the order, but is not worried.
Doing all the precautions per the CDC, you know, so.
The infection rate in El Paso is now above 23%. The judge ordered the shutdown last week as hospitals filled up with COVID patients, but he does not have support from the mayor, and city police are not enforcing the order. They're leaving it up to sheriff's deputies. At this small shopping center, all but one of the seven businesses are open. There's an upscale bistro that's open, a couple people dining outside. There is a gift shop, coffee, and candy store that's open. And then at the end, there's a very popular taco restaurant, and that is open as well. Inside Tacos Don Cuco, a woman working behind the counter says most orders are to go. Ariela Redondo is the co-owner of the restaurant. He says he's confused about whether the county judge can force him to close down. The Texas Attorney General's office challenged the shutdown, arguing only the governor has that power. A group of restaurant owners also asked for an injunction.
I'm not an expert to understand who is the higher authority.
Arredondo says he feels pressured to stay open for the 200 employees who work at his restaurants across El Paso.
A lot of families is in my shoulders just to take decision without understanding exactly what I need to do.
The manager of the bistro a few doors down is also worried about his staff. Rito Amador did not want us to use the restaurant's name because he did not want to risk getting a citation for staying open.
We need to keep our employees working. We have staff that we have to pay, that they have families, you know, to feed.
The battle over who decides whether non-essential businesses can operate during the pandemic could set a legal precedent. But some El Paso business owners will stay open until there's a clear decision. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.